is born. Glory to God in the highest. Victory is born. Glory to God in the highest. Victory is born. And joy to the world. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Who is like unto you, our Father? And what a great time and what a great joy to wake up in the morning, giving you the praise for this victorious day where families from around the world are gathering. They are gathering, Father, from every corner of the world, all around the world. Families get together around the table to celebrate a great day. Hallelujah, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is a season of great joy. Great blessings. And this morning I have an opportunity to just speak a blessing over every single person, over even the meals that will be served today. Father, many to many, they are taking an extended nap, being a holiday, being a great day. But there are many who are up and already cooking. How I speak a blessing over their families. Every single family in the name of Jesus, even from my motherland, Kenya, I speak a blessing over your people, Lord, and now I say, let your blessings come and overtake them today. Let them reflect on your goodness through the year. And let this be a day of celebration, singing glory to you in the highest, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for blessings. And thank you, Lord, for strength, for those that need strength, for those that need extra energy. Hallelujah. Even as we get ready for the new year, glory to God, we celebrate this day. We celebrate this season. Hallelujah. With a grateful heart, this is the day you have made. Lord, we thank you for it and we give you praise. Glory to God in the highest. Victory is come. Victory is come to you today, and we give God all the glory. Well, if I may ask you before I just share a very brief message this morning, why are we celebrating your Christmas? What has the Lord done to you? What is that special thing that you can say, Lord, I am grateful? If you are like me, I'm alive. If you are like me, I am breathing. If you are like me, it's another wonderful day. And I just wanted to tell you, just take a moment, even before you eat your turkey, whatever you are eating, I don't know what you are celebrating with today. I know it's got some barbecue out there. Glory to God. But just to reflect on the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord has done throughout the year. If you are a minister of the gospel, celebrate today. Hallelujah. If you're not a minister of the gospel, you serve in your church, celebrate today. I share with you, I want to share with you something. Why I'm celebrating today? Because this Christmas, I'm enjoying myself with something, somebody special. And you can see her out there. An addition to Nyaga's family. Glory to God. And our name is Daria Nyaga. And you know what? What a blessing this girl has been. Glory to God, because, I mean, she has just been an awesome girl and is a great blessing. It's the best Christmas that the Lord has given us here in our family, and I give God all the glory. So you may have to reflect like me. As a matter of fact, I love her so much. Let me give you a good shot of her so you can really see her. I love what God has done. He's done amazing things. Has God done something special for you? Now, if he has, then you have a reason to celebrate. You have a reason to be happy. just like I am. And I give God all the glory. I tell you what, it's a cold Sunday morning, but I just feel like dancing and celebrating and giving God the glory. It's not about me today, and it's about our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's about what he has done. But I was just sharing with you from the bottom of my heart that there is a need to be grateful. There is a need to rejoice. There is a need to give God the glory. God has done something for you. Sit around that table. And while you enjoy that, whatever it is for special meal, just tell your friends, give them a testimony of what God has done in your life. Glory to God. Because as we all prepare to gather around this dinner table with family and friends this season, again, you ask yourself, what is really the true meaning of Christmas? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christmas should be a season, and it is a season of great joy. It is a time of God demonstrating his great love for us. According to John 3:16, and all of you can quote it, God sent his son. He sent his son Jesus unto the world to be born. Hallelujah. I just want to remind you, his birth brought great joy to the world. And that's why I was singing, glory to God in the highest. Victory is born. Savior is born. Glory to God in the highest. Victory is born. I don't care what you have gone through. You may have gone through a hard time, but today and this season, just reflect on his goodness, reflect on his greatness, reflect on what is happening. Glory to God. And so, Merry Christmas. Again, just because I am so proud of my daughter, can I show you again? There she is. Glory to God. Look at that smile. Rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a gift from heaven. Hey, that's a gift from heaven. And I'm sure you got some gift from heaven out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I don't show this a lot, but hey, I have a reason to rejoice because it's a blessed Christmas. Glory to God. And she is saying to you, Merry Christmas out there. Be happy and rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I want us to share a little. I want to share with you. I'm going to be very brief, but I want to share with you a little message here. It's called Understanding the True Meaning of Christmas. Because you know what? All of us, including you and me right now, we are going to gather with the family. Some of you are in Kenya like me. Maybe you've already eaten your Jogo Karanga. What is it called? I don't know, ugali and chicken and meat and turkey, whatever it is you have eaten. Glory to God. But together with that, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Open your Bibles. Glory to God. And we are going to go through some here and into the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 4 through 5 in New King James Version. We are going to go through a little story. And it's actually through 19, but I'm going to read with you, and we are going to go through this wonderful, wonderful story on Christmas Day. Glory to God. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David. Hallelujah. And the Bible continues to say, to be registered with Mary. Hallelujah. If I may go back a little bit, I think I ran too much. To be registered with Mary, glory to God, his betrothed wife who was with the child. So it was that while they were there, those who are wondering is the next verse, verse 6. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered.
And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the inn, there was no room for them. And verses 8 says to us, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, glory to God, hallelujah. I just love this story. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid, hallelujah. They were greatly afraid. We continue to read from verses 10. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. Glory to God, in a manger. And the Bible continues to say, verses 13 through 15. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was, when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe laying in a manger. Glory to God. Now, the next verse, and they came, that's where I started, laying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, verse 17, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. So the question, and the big question, is this. Why did Jesus Christ come? Why? God prepared. You know, when God created the world, he was creating a place where he could come and kind of dwell with men and work with men. And then the man fell into sin. He wanted a place where he could visit and walk with us and be with us. But then man fell into sin. And when man fell into sin, it was a great, really, it was not a joyful thing to the Lord. And so he prepared to send, and he prepared a son to redeem the mankind, to bring salvation back, to bring joy back, to bring peace back. So if you are out there today and you have no peace and you have no joy, there is a reason to be joyous. There is a reason to have peace, because the Savior has come and has been born. And this season, so we celebrate this great man, this great thing that the Lord has done. This Jesus grew up to become a very important part of our history. His story, which is history, is one of truth, one of love, and one of hope. In other words, it brings truth, love, and hope. It brought salvation to all of us. And without Jesus, we would all die in our sins. But glory to God in the highest. We have Jesus. And because we have Jesus, we cannot die. We are. If you are born again and you believe, you have eternal life. So Jesus was born. So one day, the price could be paid for the things we have done, that, and the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And but are you not grateful that he came so we don't have to keep on being covered with sin, but we can praise God. Hallelujah. So we, because why? We were all born with a sin nature. You know, even my daughter, as beautiful as she looks right there. Hallelujah. Oh man, I gotta bring her again. There we go again. As beautiful as she is right there, but she is born into a sinful world. At one time, she has to know the Lord. She has, as innocent as she has to come and know the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the Lord in our heart. That is, all of us, we have to come through that way, because the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the only way. Because through the sin of Adam and Eve, we have all inherited the sin nature. And that sin nature has to be removed. A lot of people ask, do I really need all that? Why do I need to be born again? Remember Nicodemus. He came to Jesus in the night. And he was a very wealthy businessman, but he posed a question to Jesus. He said, man, I know I have money, but you are a great teacher. You've been teaching mysteries, great things. What must I do to be born again? A great wealthy man come to Jesus. So you see, there is something special. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much education you have. You need Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, we are born with a sinful nature. And that's why we believe, we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus saying, because there is again this question, how many ways are there to go to heaven? Many say, well, there are many ways to heaven, to the kingdom of God. But Jesus was sitting around the table, like most of you are going to be sitting around the table with his disciples. And one of his disciples asked him in John 14, 6, and his name was Thomas. He said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how we can know, how can we know the way? And Jesus replied in verse 6 of John chapter 14, I am the way, I am the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That means, ladies and gentlemen, the only way to access God, our Heavenly Father, is through Jesus Christ. Jesus came so he could die on the cross for all of our sins. And if we believe that Jesus died for our sins, then we can ask him to come into our hearts and forgive us. Then we are clean and made whole. Once we have received him, ladies and gentlemen, in our hearts, we are assured that heaven is a place where we can go when this life is over. I want to pose a question here. When this life is over, because it's suddenly going to be over, are you ready to meet Jesus? Do you know we can eat and celebrate and have drinks and enjoy ourselves and enjoy life? But do you know where you're going to go after this life? You want to be sure. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to be for you to truly have a happy Christmas. No matter what it may be happening to you, no matter how much money is in the bank, no matter what your healthy condition is at the moment, You will know that God loves his children. And the first miracle is not the really the miracle of the physical healing, even though that is promised us, is the miracle of the new birth. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? As you are sitting around that family gathering or whatever, maybe you have already done it, but this is a season. It's not just ending in one day. To me, I celebrate Christmas every day. Glory to God, Jesus is born. Hallelujah. But since this is the day we reflect on what happened, you also need to reflect, check and examine your heart. Are you okay? Are you all right? Are you ready? Are you ready? And in closing, let me say this. You need to look at the Christmas in a new way. This is a year, a season to invite Jesus into your heart. And once he comes in your heart, you will then have a Merry Christmas. It doesn't matter who has wronged you. It does not matter even the ones you are sitting around the table or you'll be inviting or you have. I've done some wrong with you. If you have Jesus in your heart, that's all that matters. Glory to God. Then you can walk on your love walk and God can heal you and help you as a family be united. Not only when you are having turkey, food, but be united throughout the rest of the year. We are coming into 2023. And you want to enter into 2023 with Jesus in your heart. Then the peace and joy you'll receive the rest of the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I urge you to rejoice. And because I'm also ready to go and prepare and get ready to sit and enjoy with my family, I just wanted to bring this short message this morning to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And from the Nyagas family, from all of us here, from Susan and I especially, I have a special message for you. And I'm going to just play it right now for you, just from us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just going to rewind it all the way to the beginning. And then, glory to God. Let me see. Well, let's see. Yes, there we go. And I'm going to sorrow it and play it for you. Well, Merry Christmas. God bless you again. And we love you very much and always will love you. But remember, God loves you more. And until next time, which is next Sunday, God willing, and God is willing, we are going to gather and continue with other subject series. Listen to this message. Bless somebody with it. Share with your friends. We love you and I'll see you soon. God bless you.